The city that never sleeps could also be called the city that always builds. Builds, tears down, and rebuilds. The Department of Buildings has given permits for more than 52,000 residential units over the last year.
There's more and more buildings being built all across the city in every borough.
Jonathan Weston is director of New York Communities for Change.
You know, with this building boom, what we fail to see is in many of these places, especially the non-union industry, we fail to see quality jobs being produced for people in the neighborhoods, and we fail to see housing that's produced that people in the neighborhoods can actually live in. So while this building boom is happening, the only people benefiting from it are developers who are speculating on land, who are jacking up the prices of rent, and paying their workers poverty wages.
And it's the construction workers who do the work, who make sure that the work is done safely. But what about the safety of the workers? Weston says people most affected by the lack of safety standards at the workplace in the construction industry are Black and Latino workers.
They are put on the front lines in these construction jobs, have no training, you know, to be able to do the work that they're doing and do it safely. And, you know, it's disproportionately affecting Black and Latino workers the most. And I think that's why we are saying today there has to be standards to make sure that when workers go to work, that they can come home at the end of the day and have conditions in the workplace that keep them safe.
Tish James is New York City's public advocate.
It's unfortunate. All throughout the city of New York, we've lost 17 individuals who are non-union workers, primarily immigrants. And as someone who used to represent downtown Brooklyn, I had to bury too many immigrants who were working on projects and on developments where developers did not care for them, put them in an unsafe environment, unsafe conditions, stole their wages, and so enough is enough. It's time that we stand up to these greedy developers and we protect immigrants and we protect workers.
Mike McGuire is with Local 79, the construction and general building laborers. He says construction remains the most dangerous industry in the country, that every time there's a building boom, deaths go up.
We have the problem of low-road builders exploiting a Latino or an immigrant workforce. And they really don't care what happens to them. They don't mind. To them, there's no real cost of somebody dying on a job site. They might get a $7,000 fine from OSHA, but to them, you know, they save $7,000 in 3 weeks using non-union labor, so they don't care.
And it's not that there's an objection to workers having jobs. It's that there's no training for these workers.
We would be more than thrilled if we could bring every one of these immigrant workers into the unions, make them an unexploitable work class, and get them the proper health and safety training so they can go home safe and sound to their families every night.
That's why Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer is working with the City Council on a bill for worker training.
It's not in writing yet, but the idea would be to have training for the workers on construction sites, no matter the size of the building, low rise or high rise. So we're going to work with Councilmember Johnson on that bill. Obviously now, some workers get training, but not everybody does.
There is also concern about cranes throughout the city. Councilmember Ben Kalos represents the Upper East Side, where there have been a number of crane accidents.
I've introduced legislation that's already been heard and is awaiting a vote that would require that anyone operating some of the cranes we see all over, instead of just taking a national written exam and taking a 40-hour course, they'd actually have to have experience here in New York City before operating a crane that could be as high as 1,000 feet high in such narrow quarters. And that's introduction 299, and we're hoping to get that passed as soon as possible.
The council member expressed concern over a building on East 68th Street. That's where bricks fell down from a facade a few days ago.
And the structure is not safe, and we're going to go see what's going on there and why it happened and what regulations can prevent this from happening again. No one should have to worry about a building falling on them.
On Thursday, construction workers held a labor rally near City Hall. They voiced their concerns and demands. Mike McGuire.
We'd like to see the low-road contractors and developers in New York City be put out of business. The city should regulate the law and just stop them from operating. They shouldn't be issued building permits in New York City until this epidemic of people dying ends.
The Building and Construction Trades Council of Greater New York has put together a Middle Class Strong campaign. You can find out more information by going to middleclassstrong.com or follow the hashtag Middle Class Strong. The campaign addresses what union members say is the nationwide assault against working people, with a focus on building, protecting, and maintaining a strong middle class, and protecting union and non-union workers alike. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.